And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is emphasizing the nearness of a ceasefire in Gaza amid fears that an expected attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel will push the Middle East into a wider war. Israel has been bracing for an attack over the assassinations of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut, which are widely believed to have been carried out by Israel. Brian Katulis, an analyst with the Middle East Institute, told VOA the United States is not automatically obligated to send troops to the region in the event of a full-blown war.
So what's often forgotten in the debate here, and with some who just simply point a finger at Israel and then simply say, well, if the U.S. just reads Israel the Riot Act and cuts off military cooperation and arms sales, this will somehow magically solve the situation. That's fantasy land, because it ignores the reality that Iran for decades has been investing in a network of terror groups that have actually undermined the stability of not just the countries of Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, but broader regional and now increasingly global security.
Meanwhile, Carles Puigdemont, the former leader of Spain's wealthy region of Catalonia, returned home on Thursday after 7 years in self-imposed exile. Puigdemont climbed onto a stage in Barcelona to address a huge crowd despite a pending warrant for his arrest. He fled Spain after he led a failed 2017 independence bid. Puigdemont returned home to take part in a vote in Catalonia's regional parliament to elect a new leader. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. This is VOA News. As China speeds ahead of the rest of the world in the rollout of driverless technology, it is also charging into another first, the threat to jobs in a driverless economy. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
China is speeding ahead of other countries in letting robo-taxis take to the streets. The autonomous cabs are now a common sight in the central city of Wuhan. Run by tech giant Baidu, they don't have any human driver, though a service assistant can always be contacted. Taxi drivers Reuters spoke to, but weren't allowed to film, said the robots had taken a big share of short-distance trips and were hitting their incomes. With Baidu planning to expand to 100 cities by 2030, that has cab drivers across the country worried. It's not just taxi drivers that are worried. Robots are also taking over as driving instructors. With a slew of local testing projects now underway, the rise of the robots looks very unlikely to stop.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. The U.S. space agency NASA says chances are growing that two astronauts who flew the new Boeing Starliner capsule to the International Space Station in June may have to switch to SpaceX capsule for a ride home. As AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains, the change could mean the crew could remain aboard the ISS until next year.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to make a quick trip to the space station in June. NASA says there's lingering uncertainty over the safety of Boeing's new Starliner capsule. There have been problems with thrusters. One option being considered is for the Starliner to be cut loose to return to Earth empty. SpaceX is planning a taxi flight to the space station late next month. Seats could be made available for Wilmore and Williams on the ride back in February. That could mean an 8-month stay. Boeing issued a brief statement repeating its position. The capsule could still safely bring the astronauts home. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX to ferry astronauts to and from the space station after space shuttles were retired in 2011. I'm Ed Donahue.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his country's 18 gold medals at the 2024 Paris Olympics has proved it can compete with the traditional Olympic powerhouses.
And we punch way above our weight. If you think we're a country of 27 million people compared with the hundreds of millions in the United States and the billions in China, or the more than a billion in China and India, it's quite an extraordinary achievement.
Australia is in third place in the gold medal standings behind the United States, which has 27, and China, which has 25. The current tally is one better than the 2004 Athens Olympics and the Tokyo Olympics